Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Business with as a Social Game. And why are we talking it as a social game? Because one reason is that today with the internet and social media, it has to be and it's one of the best tools of marketing any business. And doing it with a little to low to almost no budget at all. A friend is one that knows you as you are, understands where you have been, accepts what you have become, and still gently allows you to grow, says William Shakespeare. So, if you want to be an effective entrepreneur, I say you should have at least 10 good friends who are already successful entrepreneurs. If that sounds like a lot to you, I'd say that something is very wrong with your mindset. Few entrepreneurs succeed in an isolation. Business is a social game. I'd estimate that about half of the money I've made in business and in my life overall actually came from other businesses. Other half would be directly from consumers. That includes my computer games business. For my personal development business, a lot more of my revenue has come from other businesses. While I like selling direct to customers, such as selling tickets to my workshops, I need a lot of individual customers to match what one good business deal can do. How many individual customers would do more than $1 million worth of business with my company, even in a lifetime? I'd imagine not many, yet I've done more than $1 million in business with a few different business partners over the years, and I've done many other deals that have generated revenue in the $100,000 to $1 million range. Am I saying you can't do it alone? No. But the odds of success as a strict solopreneur who only deals with individuals are stacked against you. Doing business with friends. And there's one thing that I would like to add to that. Today, there are more and more companies that get started every day. But what do? They are building their business by affiliate and distributor relationships. And what that means is that if you are a customer, they offer you an opportunity to become a distributor or an affiliate and help market their products to your friends. And when your friends purchase, guess what? You earn commission. That is literally what this is all about. That when you hear and see what is happening with the job market today, just remember, it's not that there aren't new companies get started or that there aren't any new opportunities. It is just done in a different way. That to open up a brick and mortar store and to advertise, you literally need almost 100 $100,000 to go out the door before you even see $1 come in. But through social media marketing, through online affiliate or distributor opportunities, you can build a business from virtually nothing on up. So, where do you find good business deals? Through networking. I hate that word, though since it sounds too cold, a better term is friendship. Business deals happen through friendship. At least that's how it plays out with me. I meet another entrepreneur. We get to talking and realize we have compatible business models, attitudes, and values. We realize that in some particular area, our businesses could mutually support each other. We discuss possibilities. We settle on a deal that seems win-win-win. They win, I win, the customer wins. We do the deal. Value flows, money flows. If the deal works and everyone does their part honestly and honorably, and if the deal adds value and generates possible results, it strengthens the friendship too. Try doing $1 million worth of business with someone and see how friendly you become. More business will likely result. And what I'd also like to talk about here is that there are groups that you can join. Just look at Meetup. You have local morning, afternoon, and evening meetings where you actually go and to the group, but you are the only one who has your specialty in that group. And what that does is it's a way to go in there and tell and let people know what your business is, who you're looking for, who's your perfect client, who do they know that they can refer to you for business, and who do you know that they can use their services or products. Why coaches are often broke. I know dozens of life coaches. Most of them are broke. Why? They aren't getting enough paying clients. Why not? Because they don't have time to do quality coaching and effective marketing simultaneously. I also know coaches who have endless dreams of new clients. Why? They partner with other friends in business who have lots of people who love coaching. If they could get only a referral to a qualified coach, that's an easy win-win-win situation. This is an overgeneralization, to be sure, but it's not too much of a stretch to say that the broke coaches try to do everything themselves, whereas the prosperous coaches invite and allow other partners to help them succeed. Social support in business. It's good to have friends you can turn to for help, not just for advice, but for doing some actual income-generating business together. When I use the term social support in my articles, I don't just mean Facebook friends that verbally encourage you. That kind of support isn't particularly valuable unless you're suffering from low self-esteem and need constant validation. I'm talking about having friends with whom you can do mutually beneficial exchanges that generate real income. If someone is supporting your business, it means you're helping you generate business. How many of your friends have sent real business your way? How many of your friends are your paying customers? I could probably list at least 50 entrepreneurs I know that I could call on the phone, propose a business deal, and within an hour will have a tentative agreement to do something that generates at least $50,000 in extra revenue for someone. Individual customers normally don't care about this business-to-business side of my business. The vast majority of them just enjoy my fee content, my free content. Some of them wonder how I actually made money, since I hardly have anything to sell to them. They don't know that most of my income comes not from individuals or from visitors to my website, but from other businesses. What's an example of a deal I've done with another business? One simple example would be my book deal with Hay House. I receive ongoing royalties as well as a share of licensing fees whenever they get the book published in another language. It's been 5.5 years since my book came out, and this deal still generates ongoing income for my business as well as for Hay House. This has one of the smaller deals. So as you can see, there are so many ways to build relationships and friendships and how they can benefit you and your business on a long-term basis. The problem is, for so many of us, we don't think in terms of how to work with each other in a relationship and build friendships and how it can benefit us. Doing business sideways. Do you have people regularly calling and emailing you with proposals that could generate extra income for you? If not, then why not? Maybe it's time to stop hiding behind your laptop and start making some actual friends in your field. I hit a major turning point in my computer games business when I finally realized that being socially isolated was hurting me. At first, I couldn't bring myself to accept that this was a problem, but I decided to take another entrepreneur's advice and put myself on there anyway. I got involved in a trade association in my field, including serving as an officer for 2 years. It was a lot of work for me to for no direct pay, but I made dozens of new friends in the industry. That made my life so much easier. Within a matter of months, my income increased by a factor of 10. The friends I made turned out to be extremely helpful resources for me. For instance, they taught me how to do some pretty decent marketing from home at a very low cost. Eventually, I decided to suggest direct business deals with my industry friends. My proposals were well received, and shortly thereafter, and for the rest of the time I ran the business, I earned thousands of dollars per month in extra income from those deals. Basically, I began publishing other developers' games through my game website. I offered their games to my customers and paid the developers a royalty for every sale. If you have a lot of friends, sometimes they'll help you in business purely out of friendship too, especially if it's easy for them. But if no one knows who they are, good luck with that. Work together. Don't mistakenly assume that you have to figure out every piece of your business puzzle on your own. That's a newbie mistake. You're not going to be great at everything, but where you're weak, someone else is strong. Work together. It benefits everyone. If you're really good at coaching, for instance, but you're weak at marketing, then you may seriously benefit from partnering with a business that has lots of potential clients for you that no coaching services to offer. Use referrals from them and split the money. The best deals that are limited downside, low risk, and a very high potential upside. If they don't work out, it's not a huge loss for anyone. If there are few sales, well, at least you tried. Maybe you didn't make money, but at least you didn't lose much money to test your idea. However, when a deal really works, it could be a home run for all involved, the perfect match, and it could lead to many more similar deals. Personally, I love going to new deals, not knowing what will happen. Some of them are disappointing duds. Some are delightful hits. Some are in between. I enjoy the discovery process of finding out. I never know if a new deal will only earn enough to pay for groceries or if it will earn enough to buy a house. It's a fun game to play, but when the downside is minimal, then the upside is potentially huge. Another advantage of doing deals with other entrepreneurs in that there are often smart, fun, interesting people to work with, while individual customers are the lifeblood of many business dealings. With normal customers and clients day in and day out can be a grind for anyone. A lively new deal with a creative entrepreneur can add some spice to the mix. So, make friends in your field. Propose some win-win-win deals. Do business with other entrepreneurs. This can spell the difference between dismal scarcity and delightful prosperity. And it can make business a lot more fun. And so, what we've been talking about here is something that people don't always recognize, that what you need to do is think about joint ventures and how a joint venture can benefit both you and the other person you are working with. The problem is that for so many people, they just don't see a joint venture and how it can benefit them in a business. So, what I want to do is talk about how joint ventures can provide entrepreneurs for opportunities. Why? Because for so many people, if you understand what a joint venture is, then it can really benefit and help you get what it is that you truly want in your business. So, let's see. Entrepreneurs have a variety of options when considering business strategies. I believe one of the most effective strategies to consider is a joint venture. And joint ventures are a natural fit for many entrepreneurs, and they've certainly worked for me in the past. As an entrepreneur, I think of my business as helping people, and our customers get what they want. In return, if my business does a fantastic job, those customers will support my business and help it grow. When you think about it, a joint venture relies on the same concept. Help another organization get what it wants, while in turn, you get what you want. And you know what they call that? The call letters, WIIFM, what's in it for me. Because you know what? If you talk to someone and it's going to be mutually beneficial, if you are willing to give, then you will receive. What is that called? The theory of reciprocity. And why is that? Because most people that are very selfish, yes, they may have a lot of money, but in the long term, they are a loan. If you are a giver, if you are willing to help someone in need, it will always benefit you because it will always come back to you. So, I've participated in a variety of joint ventures during my career and have found them to be a good business strategy. I believe there are many benefits when creating a joint venture. You can take advantage of another company's existing infrastructure, intellectual capital, customer base, market reach, credibility, and responsiveness. These are just a few examples of the tangible and intangible assets that can be gained by participating in a joint venture. There are certainly many more, but ultimately, it's all about leveraging. And why leveraging? Simple reason. To leverage means that you are giving something in return for getting something because you have something that someone else needs and they have something that you need. And so it becomes mutually beneficial for both of you. So let's say you create a breakthrough software program that helps retailers manage their sales, but you don't have strong distribution channels. You can find reputable companies that supply products, equipment, or consulting services in this industry and create joint ventures with them. This would open up your business to key target markets. The possibilities that can be created with joint ventures are only limited by your imagination. Some common examples include joint ventures that focus on research and development, marketing, distribution across all to new markets, geographic reach. The list can go on and on. Although I wanted to show how joint ventures can work from a marketing perspective, take the example of a friend of mine who developed and sells a high-end online training program to become a marketing consultant. He was looking to expand his business a few years ago and entered into a joint venture with a much larger company that sells training programs, teaching people how to become business finance consultant. The company generated thousands of leads a month and had a 7% sales success rate. My friend worked out a deal to have the larger company mail a letter he wrote to all the non-buyers of the leads at his cost and shared a percentage of the sales. These leads were all people interested in learning a skill, just not the exact one the company offered. He was able to gain access to the leads the other company generated at no cost, but companies benefited because leads were not wasted, and the larger company made additional profits with no additional expense. Well, my friend made a killing with this joint venture. He always made many joint ventures in place at any given time. I believe this example holds an important lesson for entrepreneurs. Joint ventures can help you market your product and our service to a larger audience by giving you access to another company's marketing resources and audience. In my experience, joint ventures that are structured properly can also help you reduce the time and cost of selling your product. When considering a joint venture, what I'd recommend is looking for establishing companies with a good reputation, because partnering with that company will include a direct or indirect endorsement from them. This endorsement can carry a great deal of goodwill and break down sales barriers. Even companies that may consider themselves competitors have created joint ventures because they understand that some aspects of their business could be strong if they work together. A recent example is the video streaming site Hulu, a joint venture of News Corporation, NWSA, which owns Fox, Disney, which owns ABC, and Comcast, which owns NBC, has been incredibly successful. The companies which compete with one another on the TV airwaves recognize the combining their programs for an online video service could be more powerful than if they each launched individual products. It's been a good bet, and just as smart potential suitors to purchase Hulu have lined up with bids that approach $1 billion. The examples discussed in this emphasize the benefits of joint ventures and show success stories. Of course, some joint ventures don't work, and it's not a strategy appropriate for every startup. I advise entrepreneurs to seriously consider their need for a joint venture and the potential partner. As with everything, the devil is in the details. Before entering into a joint venture, entrepreneurs should ensure that they have consulted with their attorney and that a joint venture agreement is in place. So when you are ready to look at doing joint ventures, look for opportunities that will benefit you. And also remember that business is a social game. It's all in the friendships, in the contacts, in the people that you know, because everything today has so totally changed in how you market, how you look at the things that can help you grow as a business in today's marketplace. And remember, if you do not know how to build a business and you are looking for an opportunity to put together a strategy and need someone to hold you accountable to that strategy for building a business, then all you have to do is think about all of the things that you can do and how do you need help to put together that strategy for building that successful business. For so many people, they just don't know. And I've talked to a number of people who have an idea on what it takes to build a business, but they just don't know how to put a strategy together. And I remember working with someone that left Earthlink, and the things that he did to build his business and make it successful. So remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And we can work with you both individually and in group coaching to help you build a successful business in today's marketplace.